the reason. God bless you so much for having a spiritual exercise. I was talking about this thing this morning, that sometimes you have to engage the Lord spiritually. You have to have a spiritual discipline for yourself. Yes. You are all welcome, Sister Rose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody honor the name of the Lord. 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 Honor the name of the Lord wherever you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Honor the name of the Lord. Honor the name of the Lord. Wherever you are, say thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, let's sing together.
Where ye are free, woman, my acquaintance.
Wherever you are, let's sing together. Yeah,
you are your Efato. Where you are from, am I acquainted with you, Nami? And I was your Efato. Where you are from. Am I a friend of you, Yami? And I was you. Where you are free, today is 24th of December. Am I a friend of you? And I was you. And I was you.
The next 5-4 minutes, you're worshiping the Lord.
Warning me. akafuwe era dinika dinika. Let's sing together. Na na moma moma ya moya mi ma di di anisu oh unimi unimi ka afu eva di di ka di di ka si. Namu ma ma ya bom ha mani di ni ni di ni di sunyami unimi ka afu eva di ni ka ni di ka asi ya. Namo ma yamo ma ni di ni su ha oni me ka afu ema di ni ka. Are we singing together? For I didn't care, need you to see. Oh, unimi ka, afu, eva didn't care, need you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know. Thank you, Lord. Yeni kabia ma wo efrise efrise una una se. Let's sing together. Yadi asida eni kabia. If he said, one day, and he has seen that, and he has seen that, and he has seen that. If he said, you know, one day, and he has seen. Yeah, fool. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody begin to say, thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord. Ah, the presence of the Lord is here. Ah, the presence of the Lord is here. Yes. He's here in our gathering. It means that wherever you are right now, the Spirit of the Lord is with you. This is what it means. Ah. Wherever you have found yourself right now, you do 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 do. Holy Spirit. Ah, yeah, oh. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, ah. Get yourself involved. Get yourself involved. Yes. Get yourself involved. Connect yourself to this grace that is working right now. Connect yourself to this grace that is working now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Connect yourself to this grace that is working now. Connect yourself to this grace that is working now. Connect yourself. I don't know, but the Spirit of the Lord is here. Ah, you know, beloved, there's something I want to share with you this morning, and quickly we are going to. I just want us to worship the Lord this morning. Ah, I say, truth is love. Ah, Bible said the Spirit of the Lord leads his people to where his people are. The Spirit of the Lord. I believe and I know that this gathering is the Spirit of the Lord that has led you to this place, or that has led you to this place, that has led you to this place. Ah, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Now, I started this version, and I said something yesterday, and I told you that truth is love, and I showed you how God loved us, that in the beginning of creation he commanded everything, but when he got to man, he gave man part of himself. But breathing the breath of life, which means that in another word, breath, which is life, the breath of life. And I told you that in John chapter 1, verse number 4 coming, I said that, and this light was the life of man. This life was the light of man. Yes, listen carefully. So, giving life unto man, it means that giving part of yourself unto man. That is when you read the book of Psalms, it said that we are God's. So it means how God loved us so much that at a point in time, Bible says in John 3:16, as we all read, when you read John 3 is a story of Jesus meeting Nicodemus, Nicodemus meeting Jesus Christ. And then he was asking him so many questions on how to be born again, because he found out that no, this man we are dealing with is not just anybody. And he realized that most of the people that he were working with One thing I've found out, there are people who believe in what you do, but they will not want to be with you. There are a lot of people who will know that, no, you are very intelligent, but they will just not like you. They will know that you are good at what you are doing, but they will just not like you. Don't be perturbed about those things. Don't be perturbed about those things. Yes. Don't be perturbed about those things. It is there. It is there. It is there. There are people, they know very well that you are good. That is why there are some churches that you see empty, not because the pastor is doing anything wrong, but the devil has incited people against the person. Yes. So they know the power of God. They know that you carry the true word of God. But the devil will incite them not to like you, because the moment they receive you, they receive grace. So Nicodemus, out of the lot of people, he found out that no, Jesus is a different person. Can we all be like Nicodemus, whereby when we get to understand certain things, we will go to people and say, no, you are different. The Bible says Nicodemus came to Jesus, and he was able to compliment Jesus and said, Jesus, how can I receive this? And Jesus said, you need to be born again. Nicodemus at that point did not understand being born again. Jesus had to explain things to him. So after Jesus clarified things, he said in verse number 60, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus was telling the people, he said, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So when we read the book of, in fast forward, when Jesus met with the Pharisees and the Sadducees in John chapter 8, and they were questioning him about so many things, he even said, before your father Abraham I was. They did not like it. Then he went ahead and said to them in John chapter 8 verse 32. He said, are you there? John chapter 8 verse 32. He said, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So the question is, what is this truth Jesus is talking about? What is this truth that Jesus is talking about? He said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know, most of the times, we claim we say truth. We are very truthful. Yesterday I said it, that a lot of people feel they are very truthful. Out of selfishness, we say things. There was this woman, a very conconsa woman. Then she was going on the way and met one man who is married with a certain lady standing by the corner, be chatting, talking. The moment she saw them, she ran to go and tell the man's wife that, come and see your husband. Come and see your husband. He is in one corner B with a certain lady. The wife didn't also have patience. Run. Before she will get there, the woman was not there. Come and see. You are crazy. You have been cheating on me. This is your character. Insulting the man. The man didn't know what he has done. The woman you were with, I saw you people. Meanwhile, she has not seen it too. She will tell you she's saying the truth because somebody reported. And the person who also reported will say that I said the truth because she saw them. But was that the truth? Was that the truth? No. Say, the woman you saw with, my sister, then they have to say, if you think I'm lying, come and see. She's even buying something at the store. So there's a store beside them. The lady was buying something from the store, and the lady came. They were all coming to the house. Now, come and see this woman. The wife of the person, you have destroyed the family. You have destroyed the family. But these same people will tell you, I'm saying the truth. I am saying the truth. When they are killing people, they will tell you, that's why I'm very truthful. Yes, we know you are truthful. But is that the truth? Is that the truth? Truth is love. Truth is love. Truth is love. Then Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Then fast forward in John chapter 14, Bible said, and the disciples asked him so many questions. And John chapter 14, verse number 6, then Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Then Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when Jesus was talking about the truth, that they will know the truth, and the truth shall set them free, he was just talking about himself. That get to know me. The moment you get to know me, you'll be free from all family cases. You'll be free from all this confusion in your mind. You'll be free from all these things. You'll be free. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth and the life. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. So if you want to say any truth, if you think you know the truth, then you must know me, Jesus. When you're talking about the truth, you should be talking about me. That is why I say nobody is truthful until you receive Christ and follow the steps of Christ. That is when you'll be truthful. Because I am the way. He said, I am the way. I am the way. Yes. Follow the way. Follow the way, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, and you will have life. I will give you all those. I will give you all those. I will give you all those. You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. When you read Matthew chapter 19, verse number 16 coming down, Bible talks about a young man who came to Jesus. And this young man was like, I am champion. I know the scriptures. He said, Jesus, what must I do for me to have eternal life? Or to be perfect? What must I do to be perfect? Then Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Do not do this. Do not do that. Don't do that. And then you look at Jesus. You know, his mindset at which he came to ask Jesus the question. He didn't come like Nicodemus. He came as a proud person who is rich. A proud person. So he came to test. He didn't come. He didn't come like the way Nicodemus went to Jesus. So Jesus said, okay, follow. You know, that is what the law says. You see, a lot of people do not understand these things. Most of them were following the law. And out of the law, they were making a lot of mistakes. The law was rather putting them into sin rather than bringing them out of sin. Am I talking to somebody now? So instead of them to come out of sin, they were rather sinning them more. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Instead of them coming out of sin. Today is Sunday. Can I talk to you? Can I preach on?
Yes, in the next few minutes I will end. And then, Barakabados.
Instead of them coming out of sin, the law kept them. So they were bounded in the law. They became slaves to the law. And they became slaves to sin.
Yes,
because the law was not perfect, but Jesus was perfect. His ways were perfect. The law, there were a lot of loopholes in the law, because the law was not just the word of God, but it was also the words of Moses. That is why sometimes when it gets to a point, they say, and Moses said, when you read the same Matthew 19, they were talking about divorces and stuff like that. And then they said, Moses asked us to divorce our wife and stuff like that. And Jesus said, no. Moses said that because your heart was hardened. It's just like you are having issues with your wife, or you are having issues, and then the pastor will talk about it. Sir, you people have made up your mind that you will not settle down. You will not move on. The only way to solve the issue is to say, everybody go your way. If you cannot, you people decided to stay together. So if you have decided not to stay together again, then go your way. Separate ways. So if your heart is so hard, and Moses cannot look to it that some people, when they have issues in marriage, they can even, one will pick knife, one will pick cutlass and stuff like that. He cannot look onto for you to kill yourself. He say, okay, if I have talked to you so much and you do not understand and you still want to fight, you still don't want to stay together, please go your way. Then Moses told them this, but they were using it. Then Jesus came in. He said, in the beginning, it was not so. And Jesus quoted them in Genesis 2, at in verse number 22 coming down. In the beginning, it was not so. It was not so. So the law was having so much effect on them. So much effect on them. The law was fighting them instead of the law releasing them. The law was rather fighting them. So when you read the book of John chapter 1, verse number 17. I took, please put it there for me. John chapter 1, verse number 17. It says, the law came through Moses, but grace and truth. Listen to it. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth. Listen carefully. The law was given through Moses. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth. Grace and truth. So you ask yourself, what is the truth that Jesus came to show? He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. God bless you, female Charles. God bless you so much for joining. Hey, Sacred Books, it's been a long time. God bless you so much for you being part of this faith assembly, being part of this family. I appreciate it a lot. I appreciate it a lot. I appreciate it a lot. Ah, I appreciate it a lot. Ah, da, 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 da. Yes.
He said, grace. Grace and truth. Grace and truth. Grace and truth. And what is this grace and truth? What is this grace and truth? God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you, Sacred Books. Grace and truth. So what is this grace and truth? That all of us, you know, in those days, before you can pray by yourself, you have to go through certain rituals. You cannot go before the altar by yourself. But now, most of us can go to the altar. Before, you cannot go to the altar. Even the man of God cannot go without performing certain rituals. Certain things, the law was killing people instead of the law bringing people out of bondage. The law was not giving eternal life. The law was making them to serve other gods. I'm telling you, in those times, even though the altar was in Israel, they brought a lot of gods. Solomon brought so many gods into Israel. Solomon. So many. He built temples for them. So many. You know, most of the times we only remember the wisdom of Solomon. But I tell you, one day I'll be giving you that message on that. That brought the downfall of Israel. They all scattered. The law was killing them. They were not free. Now, when Jesus came, he said, come to me and I'll give you rest. You that you are heavily burdened and laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, what is the truth? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Then Jesus was defining the law to them. Let me get you this scripture. Powerful. So, listen. Matthew 22. And Bible says, verse 35, let's read from verse 35. Matthew 22, verse 35. Today is Sunday. God bless you for joining. God bless you so much. You can share with somebody. In the next few minutes, we are going to end. Maybe the person will be imparted. Maybe a word from the Lord will impart the person's life. So please, don't stop sharing. Continue inviting people. Let them join. God bless you. Yes. Maybe the last end will impart somebody. Matthew 22, verse 35. It says, one of them, an expert in the law, tested him with these questions. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? See, so you realize that the law, they did not understand the law that was given. The law rather was putting them in bondage. That is why I told you that truth is love. Truth is love. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Truth is love. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Verse 37, Jesus replied, love the Lord God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And verse number 38 says, this is the first and greatest commandment. This is the first and greatest commandment. Now they say, and the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. Now, verse number 40 is very important to me. Verse number 40, very, very important. Verse number 40, truth is love. Truth is love. When you begin to know Jesus, you begin to know the truth. And when you get to know the truth, it sets you free to show love. Listen carefully. When you get to know the truth, which is Jesus. Jesus was the standard for love. That he do not care who he was, he went down for all of us. He left his throne and he came down for all of us. Now, verse number 40, he says, all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. All the law and the prophets. You see, in the Old Testament, the laws at which, or the rules at which they moved with, was in two: the law of Moses and the law of the prophets. Listen carefully. The law of Moses, which Moses gave, and the words of the prophets, which came through the major prophets. So when they are doing something, the Lord comes in to speak to his prophets and said, declare unto these people, because you are doing this and that, I have rejected you, I have done this, you will go into this. Then they begin to follow and pray. You got it? So they were moving with the law of Moses and the law of the prophets. But when I mean the law of the prophet, the prophecies that came through the prophets. So those are the things that they were moving with. Those are the things. Now when Jesus came, Jesus explained it in a simple form. Jesus made us understand that all these laws we are talking about, all the things we are talking about, is all about love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. That is all. And now, the second is love your neighbor as yourself. That is all. See, when you look at the Lord did not come to do anything to God, but the law was for us to live well with ourselves. Listen carefully. Am I talking to somebody here? The Lord did not come to do anything. Whether you obey the law or you don't obey the law, it will not affect God. The only way the law came, the rules came, is because we were killing ourselves, we were destroying ourselves, we were bombarding ourselves, we were hating ourselves, we were jealous about ourselves, and we were killing ourselves with other gods. So the reason for the law is just one: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then he said, the second is like this: love your neighbor as yourself. So the reason for the law was to get you closer to God and also live well with people. So now when we are praying, we pray against demons. Which demons? Demons that operate within our own selves. We are binding them because we have set ourselves against ourselves. We are just fighting ourselves. Just look at Israel and the Palestinians. They are just brothers. They are fighting. The devil has influenced one side. One side is no. He's just fighting. We go to church and then we are in the same church and one person's prayer point is against another person. One person's prayer point is against another person. Ah, in this festive season, I want you to understand why Jesus came. Truth is love. Truth is love. So when you get to know Jesus, he will set you free. I told you about a young man who came to Jesus to question Jesus with pride because he could not receive the truth. But the Bible has said in John chapter 1 verse 12, he said, to them that believe and receive him, he gave them power to be called sons of God. That young man could not receive. Nobody, none of us here is perfect. But Jesus said something. Jesus said, come and follow me. When you follow me, I am the way. As he says in John chapter 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus said, come and follow me. Put everything aside, come and follow me. The young man could not stand it. So he left. Ah.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back.
So all Jesus is asking is that we may love ourselves. You know, one thing that sometimes I look at is that those who are blessed, you know, what Jesus came to teach us is that the moment you are blessed, it should be a testimony for other people. It should be a platform to praise God. It should be a platform to make people get to know Jesus the more. But what do? The moment you are blessed, you are looking for a child, God gives you a child, and then you begin to use that child. Obibeka said, now the champ from poor. That is what the rival of Anna was doing. She has given birth. Instead of her to praise God, she was using it against a rival or a sister. Not a champ from poor. She kaka cry and go pan shrao. Nimdi kaka cry and go pan di amau. Ha, my tree is coming. Nimdia kakra nyankopo dia dommo udi chankro fompo udi kaseti yankrofo inshaka kakra small intelligence kakra nyankopo dia dommo unim sort obi to me there na no kena on so review kakra nyankopo dia mao just small instead of you to make people know that ye nyame mo de nyame mo de and me ni amanya kakra usu di kakra. So some of us, even when we do good to people, you be you should be a did you attempt, if God is using the life he has given to you, no did you attempt e be yawo there. The little we do for people, we will use it against them, sir. I don't know what you will do if you are the giver of life. I don't know what we will do. I'm even talking to myself now. Kakrebi, imwa kakra ubu obi. Do you know what people are doing? They are mad for, and they are praising God. You see, anytime you have the privilege to give unto somebody, anytime you give unto somebody, should I say that? It's a privilege. Even though we expect that people will appreciate it, if they don't appreciate it, it is their own cup of tea. Leave them. If they don't appreciate it, it is their own cup of tea. Leave them. You, opportunity that God gave to you, no, you have used it. That is me for you. So I tell people, do not stop giving. Do not stop giving. And the power is not mine. It was an opportunity. I was just a vessel being used, and my God in heaven will reward me. And yet nipa dasene. Yes. Se nyame di fowl so na o di shiramia. Nyame di edia nenda. Nyame na edia mao. My tree is coming. Nyame na edia mao. And you have given it. It is an opportunity to be used by God to bless somebody's life. So sometimes me not 20 cedi na me be more me cry na me say Daddy, hey. Me pa me ni obi wa wa oni one cedi called be didi. But to the glory of God, me, God has given me the opportunity to have 20 cedi, and I have given some to somebody. Hey, hey, this is how you appreciate God and show love to others. Show love to others. Because he gave unto you. You know, one thing that we've forgotten is that whatever God gives unto us is not just for us. God blesses you for you to be a blessing unto others. God blesses you for you to be a blessing unto others. Yes. And all that I'm saying is that in this festive season, be a blessing unto somebody. Because Jesus was given unto us for free, 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 for free, for free. Today is 24th of December, and is a festive season whereby we remember Jesus and we show love. Jesus came to show love, and he came to teach us how to love. Yes. And when you say you know truth, then which means that you speak truth by love. Truth is love. Truth is love. It's when you express it in love. Uye obi adie bisa unu se adena uye no eye wa ankebe ye ode. These are some of the questions you ask yourself. If we're to be me, yes. So you act in love. So you find a better way to address issues. I think I've spoken to somebody here. If you are here and you are the one that I'm talking to, let me know you are the one I'm talking to. Yes. It's time to show love. This festive season. Say once in the craft, I show be why. Say nyame do mo. Now you have 10 cities there. There will be one city. Because there are some people there, even one city. And it's even an opportunity to say, God, oh Lord. Sometimes you look at yourself, look at where you are coming from. Look at certain things and say, hey, Iradi, and the madam for here, this my friend that is dead. That's my rich friend that is dead, and me cry my life. Hey. Yes. Yes. Hey, and to me, partner, at least me to me, call, Eba, me to me come back, me to me did. Some of us, we don't work. Oh. Some of us, we don't work. But every day you find something to eat, God gives it to you. Will you appreciate God? If you are here, I want to share my contact. We want to come out with everybody here. Share a group. I want to talk to you. I want you to be part of my family. Please share my contact. So those of you who do not have my contact, just WhatsApp me. When you are there, just ask of me. Say, Pastor, I want to ask of you. I want to ask of you. Yes, within the week, you can ask of me. Sacred books, please ask of me small. Okay? God bless you. Ask of me small. Today, dear, I don't know. I was prepared to give some people some prophecies, but the diversion next week. The diversion next week. I was prepared to come and give some people some prophecies, but we will talk behind. Yes, on WhatsApp. Yes. But you see, God, when you prepare yourself for Him, He uses you for His glory. He uses you for His glory. He uses you for His glory. Oh, bo, 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 bo. Hiya, 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 yeah. Hey, sometimes just one thing you give to somebody will just open the door for you. Just small love you show to somebody. I'm not just talking about money. It's some kind of kindness. Some kind of kindness. Some kind of appreciation to God. Appreciating God. God, it's from this the whole of the year. I have heard that this person is dead. I've heard that this person is dead. But for me, you have been with me. One gentleman, a big guy, just recently, a very great person that is connected, called me. He said, hey, Papa, hey, Utiasia, Danyamiasio, but because that young man, I learned he works with HR something, something, H&R something, something. He was the manager for H&R or whatever. And he went to sleep. He never waked up. Nothing was wrong with him. He just went to sleep and never waked up. He couldn't end the year with us. He couldn't end the year with us. So sometimes, you just give God the glory. I want to acknowledge everybody here. I want to acknowledge everybody. I see some great people here. Brother Samin, God bless you so much. Great person. Brother Samin is part of my team. So please, if you want to be part of the team, as I said, I want to use one of the days for worship, praise and worship. I know we have a great talent here, which we can project. We are going to worship the Lord. So the team will be looking at it, which of the days to communicate that. Either before next year, or we can do it early next year. Before next year, or we can do it early next year. So the team will be looking at it. So God bless you so much for joining. God bless you so much. Now let me pray with you. I'm going to bless you with the blessings of the Almighty. I see great people here. Yes, please share my number so that if you don't have my number, and please follow me so that anytime I come on live. And those of us who have been missing when we come, the beginning, you are missing a lot too, because we pray. We pray like for get it to an hour. We pray directly prayers, that prophetic prayers. So please try your best. We know we are all tired. Yes, you go to work, but you know, those we are working for, sometimes the people you are working for, when you die, they will just come and born in Zion. The moment you die, they will find you. They will find a replacement too. You can work at a company, and the little mistake, they will sack you. Even when you die today, they will find you a replacement right now. So make sure that your spiritual exercise is very, very supreme, because the moment the spirit leaves the body cannot be used again. Even those who say they love you will go and put you into the fridge. As I'm talking to you, will you be able to put me in the fridge? No. But the people who say they love you, in this world, will put you in the fridge and they will remove you and put you in the ground. They say they love you. What a strange word. It's part of the process. So, it's part of the process. It's part of the process. So please, and when you are fighting, sometimes you fight alone. Nobody want to help you. Nobody want to help you. So please, I will encourage everybody here to be serious about your spiritual life. Life is more spiritual than you think. Those big people we are seeing with companies and here and there, by the grace of God, I've worked at different places. By the grace of God, I have worked with the former head of Freemason at is it Kingsway? Yes, I'm telling you. I'll not mention his name. Yes, but I've worked with him before, and I am telling you, yes, I know that people do things. People, those big people you are seeing, they are very serious about their spiritual life. Oh, maybe you don't. Some even go to the church, and after the church, that one day it is coming. They just come and move about. They have spiritual encounters that they visit. So you'll be working with them, and they are using you to make money. I met a pastor yesterday. He said, I was working somewhere with white men, and not knowing, when the years get to an end, I was the sacrificial lamb. They want to sacrifice me. Let me end. Next week, we are going to deal with certain things. The demon that fights destinies. The demon that fights destinies. The demon against destinies. Next week. God bless you all. The world, Zaraba, God bless you. God bless you. Sacred Bull, God bless you for coming. Rashami, God bless you. Part of my family, I appreciate all of you. I'm so happy that I've gotten to know all of you. Oh, God bless you so much. God bless you. Euphemia, God bless you. Blue light. Is it blue light? God bindless you. Please kindly get my number so that I can add you to the WhatsApp page, the WhatsApp group that we are about to form. God bless you so much. God bless you. God bless you so much. Mama, more grace. God bless you. Yeah, I'm trying to get the people here. God bless you. God bless you. Our time is almost up. As we said, next week we are meeting Saturday and Sunday. Don't forget, the meeting days are Saturdays and Sundays, 4 a.m. in Shiramba. If you are still here, God bless you. God bless you. Hey, Elena, Secretary One. Madam Elena is a lawyer by profession, a very great person. Kate Glory, I see you. God bless you. We see. God bless you. I can't mention everybody. Ekia Miracle, God bless you. Selena, God bless you. Ishiraba, Nanaba, God bless you. God bless everyone. God bless you, everyone. Atu, Oni, part of my team. Part of my team. God bless you. God bless you. Rose, God bless you. She's also part of my team. Rose, next week you are going to sing. You are going to sing. God bless you. God bless everyone. If I couldn't mention your name, please forgive me. God bless you so much. God bless you for being part of this life. I appreciate all of you, and I still want to have that relationship with you. God bless you so much. God loves you. God loves you. If the world forsakes you, remember God loves you. Remember God loves you. If the world forsakes you, God loves you. God bless you so much. Sacred books, please. Get my number and WhatsApp me. Okay, God bless you. Inshiraba, God bless you. God bless you. This is Faith Assembly. I have a wonderful family. God bless all of you. I appreciate all of you. And I always want to be by your side, worshiping together, spiritually and physically. God bless all of us. God bless you. Bye-bye.